Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast with Dr. Billy Brim.
Shalom. I'm Billy Brim, and today I have with me, in addition to my daughter Shelley, I have my granddaughter Hannah. She's the daughter of Brenda. And I want to start out with Hannah because she has an angel story that coincides with Christmas, kind of in a strange way. And Brenda, my daughter, has operating in her pretty often, pretty regularly, the discerning of spirits, which means seeing into the spirit realm. And so they were all at my house at Christmas time. How old were you, Hannah?
I was probably four or five.
4 or 5 years old. And so I had a big living room, and I think probably all the Fab Five of our little grandkids that were the same age, at least four of you, the girls. The boys were downstairs. Upstairs in the couch, lying on the couch sleeping, is Brenda. And she's kind of in there overseeing the girls, so they go to sleep at night. And there are four of my granddaughters, and they're in their
sleeping bags.
And so Brenda waked up because Hannah had gotten up to go to the bathroom. She's 5 years old, and she's going down the hallway, and Brenda looks down the hallway, and while Hannah's in the bathroom, standing outside the door is this big, tall angel, and he's leaning against the opposite wall, and he just looked like he's waiting. And I thought that was just so interesting, you know, about modesty and all kinds of things. And so then Brenda saw that angel. She described that angel. And then Hannah got to see that angel. How long ago, Hannah?
Probably 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yes.
And can you tell us about it?
Yes, I was attending a meeting, actually. I felt led to go by the Holy Spirit. And
we live in Branson. You're going to drive down.
I went to Oklahoma City, and I stayed there with a friend who's there. And I just felt led in my heart to go hear this minister. And I
had who's that minister?
Heidi Baker. Mm-hmm. And so when I went on stage, I felt led.
Well, what about it? You guys were late.
Yeah, well, actually, we went early the time they told us to go. But then we didn't know that they had opened the doors early, so all the seats were saved. Everyone had already saved their seats. So we were, like, trying to find seats. You know how that can be.
Uh-huh.
And so, anyway, the Lord gave us favor with the ushers. And my friend Regina, she looked at me, and she said, "We got front row seats." And God just honored us, and so we got to sit on the front row at that meeting.
And
there were over 1,000 people there.
You didn't know Heidi at the time.
No, I didn't know her.
Mm-hmm.
And
just led by the Spirit.
Yeah, and even just talking about it, I can go back and I can see that because it was just so supernatural, that whole meeting. So, yeah, I sat on the front row, and then at the end I felt led to walk up to her, which I'm not like that, you know. And I was like, okay, Lord, by faith, if you want me to go up and talk to her. So I went up there. And as soon as I walked up to her, a girl had come up behind her, and so I was trying to give Heidi space. So as soon as I stepped back, I felt a hand on my back and a hand on my elbow. And it's so funny because I don't like people touching me on the elbow. And he squeezed my elbow, and he put me right by her. I, like, almost ran into her.
He pushed you up there to Heidi?
Yeah.
He pushed her to Heidi.
And he said, "Get up there right now. You get up there now." And I turned, and I looked at him. And he had black hair down to his shoulders, almost like it was wet, like gel back, which is funny because in Oklahoma, you don't see people that looked like him.
No.
Obviously, he was from another country, heaven, but he looked like he had olive skin, and his eyes almost looked Native American, and he was obviously strong, and but he didn't look like a normal human being that you would see. He almost looked like flawless, you know.
His skin and everything.
His skin
flawless.
Everything.
Yes. And he pushed you.
He pushed
me. He didn't let somebody come in front of you.
No.
And then what happened when he pushed you up there?
I looked at him, and I remember I was kind of like, almost, you know how you feel like you're in a cloud, like you're kind of not dazed, but I was like, whoa. And I looked at him, and then I looked to my right, and he was instantly, like, behind me, looking at me. And I kind of gave him a smile to thank him, and he gave me the same expression back. He smiled right back at me. And then I ended up, she prayed for me, Heidi did. And then I turned back, and he was gone. He wasn't there. He wasn't ever on the stage. And actually, my friend who was watching, I asked her, I said, "Did you see anyone else up there?" And she said, "No, she didn't." So later I was like, and I had described to Mom, I said, "That was not normal. That was a supernatural being. That was my angel. And, it was exactly how my mom described when she saw my guardian angel.
And who slipped up here in Hannah's place?
Surprise! This is my firstborn, Kylie.
Yes. And so she's got a part to tell in this, too.
I think I was about a junior in high school. Wasn't I sophomore
Something
or junior
like
in high school?
Mm-hmm. And I remember tears were flowing from your eyes down your shoulder. Just a river of tears. Mm-hmm. And you're shaking, visibly shaking. And you couldn't talk, I ask you. And you remember? Mm-hmm.
The women had just started to run. And it was almost like the top of this tabernacle. Whatever mm-hmm. the correct word is, it almost just disappeared in the presence of God. And I saw the largest present that you've ever seen in your life, a gift. I mean, and my grandmother on the other side, my dad's mom, she was a
Betty Oaks.
She was a gemologist, and she worked in a jewelry store for years and years. Where they had in this jewelry store, when you bought a piece of jewelry, they wrapped that thing to the nines,
and
man.
Especially for Christmas.
Oh man! So she bought one of those bow makers, so that when we were at home, her tree had matching, custom, the most beautiful, huge, puffy bows you've ever seen in your life. So it reminded me of that. Oh, it's like a Christmas present at Mimi's house, you know? And big bow, huge streaming parts of the ribbon coming off the bow. And when the lady started running, it was almost like I saw a hand come and pull one of the parts of the ribbon, unwrap the gift, and beams of light started going from this present into these women that were running.
Praise
and I remember
God.
Specifically one of the beams went out the door. And I don't remember at the top of my head, but there was somebody that we were believing God for outside of the meeting.
Yes.
That I know that they had their faith on healing. And he was so faithful that he sent that beam to them as well, and they received their healing. But we heard all kinds of testimonies. I knew it was the hand of an angel. Like I saw up, you know, the forearm opening and unwrapping that gift of healing and dispersing healing to those people.
So the angel had to do with bringing the gifts of healings, mm-hmm. just like that angel stirring the water or that angel that your dad saw. Now, you'd had another experience with angels and Mimi Oaks. And that was when you were much younger.
Mm-hmm. I believe I was around elementary school age, and when I would go to her house in Oklahoma, I got to sleep in Mimi's bed. You know, that was just something that we did that was special for us. And every night before we would go to bed, then we would pray in the Holy Ghost for a little bit before we go to sleep. And so we were praying in the Holy Spirit, and Mimi Brim had just really come into the time where she started preaching on the coming of the Lord. And it, you know, as a 6-7-year-old, I was like, oh, Jesus is coming, you know, thief in the night, you know, the whole thing.
Up high.
Everything. And so we were praying in the Holy Ghost, and I didn't really tell anybody that I was kind of had some trepidation about Jesus coming, but it was just in my little heart. So the way I was lying in the bed, I could see the door to the room, and I praying in the Holy Ghost, and I saw this figure appear in the door. And just in like an instant, he disappeared, but then he reappeared over on my side of the bed. And I said, who are you? And he said, I'm your guardian angel. And I said, well, what is your name? And he said, Johnny. And I thought, the only Johnny I knew, and this will show my age, but I said, like Johnny Carson. And he giggled a little bit. He thought that was funny. And he went on to tell me to not be afraid. And that Jesus was coming very soon. And then after Jesus came, that's right, he's like, you're going to marry Jesus. And we're going to have a big celebration. And it's nothing to be afraid of. And just then he kind of made eye contact with someone back in the door of the room. And I looked and Jesus was standing in the door.
Oh.
And he didn't say anything. His presence was there just to be there. And I asked Johnny if he wanted to get in bed with me. And he obliged this little 7-year-old girl. And I remember his feet hanging off the end of the bed, and he had sandals on, and it looked like his feet were on fire. And I hadn't read the scripture I didn't know that.
About the burning revelation.
And I remember how far off the bed they were hanging and how on fire they looked. And then they got up, and he just so much peace was in the room. And then they both flew out the window. That was their exit, their grand exit. And so it just comforts. Even now, you know, I have a 4-year-old and an almost 2-year-old, and we can talk about the angels and how they're come to be ministering spirits of peace, to bring peace.
Yes.
And you don't have to be afraid, because he's always there.
That seemed to be their message. Fear not.
Mm-hmm. Fear not, they always said.
It is.
And they brought, now my friend Elizabeth, when she saw the angel bringing the packages of healing, they would go up to a person, and then the person, it depended on whether they believed or not, and what they said out their mouth. And sometimes she was here, actually at that time, the Lord was showing her about herself. Out of your mouth would come fear, doubt, and unbelief. I'm sure she got that fixed right away, knowing Liz. Mm-hmm. But you saw the angel with the healing. You saw the angel there at that camp, and we heard voices at that camp. We heard angels sing at that camp.
Yeah.
Actually,
it sounded like a men's choir.
In that same camp meeting.
Yes.
It was a women's meeting. Only women were allowed.
And they make an announcement.
I mean, no men can come. She wanted those ladies.
They even had female ushers. I mean, there were no men.
No men allowed. Because Kathy wanted those women who were farm women up there in the north, and other had a kind, some had a hard life, to get away and let their husbands take the children, whatever. So she was strict. Mm-hmm. And no men were allowed. And Shelley, describe what you heard.
Well, I just was on the platform because I had been leading praise and worship, and it was a quiet time, and we had our heads bowed, and all of a sudden I heard this beautiful male voice break the silence. I could still hear what he sang. He sang this word, "Oh, glory," and it just filled the room. And then there would be other male voices singing along with him, "Oh, glory." And I thought, oh, my, Kathy, please don't kick them out. They're too good. And all of a sudden, it was just like a choir. And they were all singing the same word, glory. But they were singing in different ways. Oh, 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 oh. And it was difficult, but it was beautiful and perfect. And I said, oh, they must be Baptists. Baptist choirs practice a lot, and it takes a lot of practice to be that good. And, oh, it was so wonderful.
Well, you know, Shelley, a lot of people heard that.
And several people heard it.
A lot of people heard it. Did you hear it?
I remember it.
Yeah.
You remember.
So anyway, I want you now, if you wouldn't mind, if you would pray for those who need a gift from God this Christmas, and you need his healing gifts. And so if you would, you too, you've seen the angels and you've seen them bring healing. Would you please pray for the people?
You go first.
Hold your hand out. And
well, I know one thing. There's no distance in the spirit. And here we are and there you are. The Bible says, Jesus said, according to your faith, so many people who needed healing, he would say to them, according to your faith, so be it unto you. And he also said, all things are possible to him that believeth. And the good news is that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. That's why we celebrate Christmas. So in the name of Jesus and by the blood of the Lamb, we pray for you that you receive with the hand of faith your healing. Jesus Christ is the healer. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Healing is yours. Now you take it. You say, it's mine. I take it now. Whatever it may be migraine headaches, in the name of Jesus, be gone. Yes. It may be arthritis, in the name of Jesus, be gone. Ulcers, be gone, yes, in Jesus' name.
Jesus. Gout.
Gout, in the name of Jesus, you be gone. Father, what you know, and yes, you know, but nothing is too difficult. So we expect and believe that you have received. Write in your testimony. Call us. Let
breathing,
us know.
Breathing.
Yes, your lungs. Infection, gone in Jesus' name. Just take a deep breath. Do something and say, Lord, I receive. Begin to deep breaths of healing.
He came. Jesus came to destroy the
works of the devil.